should King County spend any tax dollars on the Seattle Mariners, or instead put more money towards things like affordable housing and homeless services? King County Council Member Dave Upthegrove says the priority is clear, and it's not professional baseball. This comes after the Mariners signed a new 25-year lease this week at Safeco Field, along with a plan from County Executive Dow Constantine to allocate roughly $180 million toward the stadium's upkeep. The money would come from the county's hotel-motel tax. Upthegrove calls this plan misguided.
The Mariners are a successful private business that can and should pay for their own expenses. And that's important because we have higher priority uses for $180 million in public funds. Specifically, we have a housing affordability crisis in this region, and those dollars are legally allowed to be used to address housing affordability. And I think that would be more consistent with our values and a higher priority.
Now, under this proposal, the county plans to spend a combined 75% of the tax dollars on housing, on arts and culture, and services for youth who are homeless. But it sounds like you're arguing that that number should be higher. Why?
The current financial plan proposes spending the minimum amount required by law on affordable housing and homelessness, and then a majority of the balance of the remaining dollars would go to the benefit of this one business, the Seattle Mariners Company. And I think that people in this region value investments in people, the ability for young families to buy their first home, the ability to pay rent when you're working two jobs, getting kids off the street. You know, people, that's a more fiscally responsible, more aligned with our values use of those dollars than using it to essentially subsidize the costs for one business.
Now, some people might argue that the Mariners are a powerful economic engine for our region, that they deserve some consideration. And over the next 20 years of this lease agreement, County Executive Dow Constantine says the Mariners should generate $46 million in revenue for the county. How do you respond to that argument?
There are a lot of businesses, big and small, all over this region that provide an economic benefit that are not getting a subsidy of this level. There's also no suggestion that the Mariners are going to leave. They just signed a 25-year lease, and the chair of the Public Facilities District that owns Safeco Field said very clearly that that lease is not dependent upon a public contribution from the county, that if they don't receive those funds, they will adjust their financial plans. The ability to pay their own expenses is not a radical notion. Other businesses all over the state have to do it. They have to balance their budgets. They have to put out a product that makes enough money to pay their bottom line. And we know these businesses can do that. I think what the public loses sight of is we get so caught up in the sports team. We all love the Mariners. You know, they've been a big part of my life growing up. And we forget that this is a business, a private, for-profit, large business, because we get so focused on the team and the game. And these are businesses that should pay their own way. That's the bottom line.
Do you support the idea of any of this tax revenue going towards Safeco Field and the Mariners?
I'd be open to a small amount. I value the role that sports play in our community, but I think it should be proportionate with our investments in other arts and cultural activities. You know, we give $1 million to a museum here and a couple million dollars to the opera. But the notion of $180 million for a professional sports stadium, really all we're doing is offsetting operating costs for a large business.
King County Council Member Dave Upthegrove, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.